Hello, everyone. We'll probably have people joining in a second. Myself and Tim are just going to do a little bit of update. The football's good right now, Tim, isn't it?
Football is very good.
It was almost like at Sheffield United, where the second half was pretty dull because, like, you know, we were 4-5-0 up. They made one sub and then they made three at half time. We obviously took Saka off. And the game was dead. I mean, you know, there was people that were getting the last train back to London who, in the pubs, they were talking about being quite nervous about it. I hope they make it. But obviously the game was so dead, they could actually leave early. It was incredible. Yeah.
No, it was good to see. Although I think from a Premier League point of view, you don't want too many Sheffield United performances. It's not a great look for the Premier League in the round, is it?
Oh, I mean, we're certainly...
You and I could have played Akio and Arsenal would still have won.
I'm not sure.
Maybe not quite.
Right. Tim, we're talking a little bit about what the AFC has been up to. Lots going on. We obviously had that really cool event last week, which I know on social media, Man City fans kind of gave us their opinion, but I'm really glad we did it. I think we've got some really good feedback. People learned a lot. How did you think it went?
I think it was very good. And many of you, probably most on this call, were on the call last week. It's gone in the newsletter now. There's a written report. There's the full video meeting. If you want to really understand Manchester City, the 115 charges, what's going on with Everton and Forest, possibly Chelsea to come next, do click on the links. Do have a read of it. We had a very strong interest. The Man City fans were saying, kind of, what's it got to do with you? Well, it's got an awful lot to do. It's actually got a lot to do with all clubs in the Premier League, because if you don't know whether or not other clubs in the competition are going to have points taken off them, you can't actually assess what's going on. So do have a look. Do have a look at the links. But of course, we've been busy on lots of other things, haven't we, Akhil? We'll talk a little bit more about ticketing on the next slide, and we'll talk a little bit more about our long-term campaigning with UEFA that we hope will have a benefit, we really hope, this year, because we hope we're all scrabbling to get to Wembley on 1st of June. Akhil, what have you been doing on the website?
So doing lots of stuff internally on the website. We're creating a new one, creating a new membership. So when you go onto our actual website, it won't look too much difference, although there will be some sort of a little bit of content added. But it will just make our whole membership kind of database a lot cleaner, a lot smoother. So, I mean, I guess members wouldn't really know sort of how we work. But obviously, we started 20 years ago when there wasn't as much IT and technology. So a lot of the AST started on Glynde and Carmen's kitchen table. And I suppose we've been a little bit slow in kind of developing that, which is okay, because we are volunteers and things like that. The trust has been going well. But everyone will remember the Super League when it blew up and we had lots of new members and we were sort of chasing our tails a little bit then. So we've got a new website made up where there'll be a lot more automation. You'll be able to renew your membership better. You'll get reminders. You'll get to log in. I know you can log in now, but there isn't really much there for you to do. So there'll be a little bit more to do there. We'll be able to send smoother newsletters. So hopefully it'll just be a nicer experience for everyone. So we should be live in the next kind of couple of weeks. We're just making sure it works because we don't want it not to work. But yeah, all going good there.
Well, well done you. Some of our work is the important work behind the scenes to keep everything going so the organisation works well. Other things that were happening, our colleague Nigel went to a meeting at the Premier League yesterday. They had one supporter rep from each of the 20 Premier League clubs meeting with some of the PGMLO looking at the refereeing. They were particularly, I think, asking questions about the in-stadium experience of VAR. How can they make it more of a kind of update to the stadium? So discussing audio and visual, discussing whether people want a high or low tolerance level for VAR. I think what that means is, do they want everything stopped or do they want as much of a free-flowing game, only picking up on the really clear and obvious errors? Obviously, lots of shades of grey within that, but I think good that they're listening, and Nigel says that he'll provide more of an update for members next time that he's on. He couldn't join tonight.
There's also, just on that, Tim, obviously it's one supporter per club. I mean, how is that decided? Because obviously we get to go Is it because we're a society, we're registered? Is that how they decide?
Well, the FSA, they do it with the FSA, who are the organised supporter group that link in. And on the whole, if there is a supporters trust involved in the FSA, they will ask that organisation to supply someone, because that is the structure that is a society, the one member, one vote, everybody involved. But they also tend to go to the organisations that have a good feel for this. I think we picked Nigel to go because Nigel's sort of home and away, got a lot of experience of being in the stadium. And of course, he's also, you know, quite knowledgeable about the refereeing, because he's got two sons who've done badges to certain levels and are involved on it. So we thought he'd be quite knowledgeable and a good person to have representing the you know, Arsenal supporters in the meeting.
Absolutely. Cool. Future meetings?
Well, yeah, we've got another meeting in a couple of weeks' time that I think everyone will enjoy. It's with a very senior journalist, Rod Draper, who was, I think, the European Football Writer of the Year this year for some of the work he did covering the Champions League final and what went wrong in Paris last year. But he's also a Spanish speaker who lived in Barcelona for a while and has particularly followed the careers of Pep and Mikel and some of the other Spanish coaches in the Premier League. And he's going to do an in-depth look for us at what sort of, why there's so many Spanish coaches in the Premier League. How did Mikel come to be a coach? The journey with Pep, how he's doing at Arsenal and what that might lead to. So I think it will be a really good meeting. He's also the journalist that's interesting, that was the ghostwriter for Gary Neville when Gary Neville wrote the book about sort of the future of football and fans and the fight against the Super League and everything. So he's a really knowledgeable guest. So look out for that, everyone. We'll be sending the invites for that soon, 2 weeks' time. And then you'll also get the invite to an AGM late in April, which I think will be an in-person meeting, Akhil. It's just difficult to schedule at the moment when so many games could be coming up.
Yeah, I think that's part of the issue, isn't it? We looked at the one week that we had free, but now we think the Chelsea game will probably slot into that week. So we're just looking at that. But yeah, we want to keep that in person, but obviously we'll try and have a Zoom element, or it will certainly be recorded that we can send out. So we'll always look after you guys who aren't London-based and overseas. So don't worry too much about that. Yeah. Next slide.
Well, the issue of the day in many ways, and the issue of the month off the pitch, ticketing and ticketing prices. I say issue of the day because Spurs announced their pricing yesterday, and they seem to have read Arsenal's blueprint and just copied it, which is increases of about 6%, cutting the senior citizens, and generally being quite, how much can we wring out of the fan base here? So there's been quite a lot of activity. But let us talk through our response to Arsenal's announcement. And what we'd welcome is people in chat or people using the info@arsenaltrust.org email to send us your views or comments, and we'll raise that as we go. But first of all, Akhil, what were your thoughts on the headline price increases and how that works with extra games coming?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, ticket pricing is massively important to me. I've been raising it probably at every AGM. I remember the Peter Hill Wood days, the Ivan Gazidis days. They just knew it was always going to be kind of the question that I asked. It's obviously a 4% and 6% rise. So that's kind of the real rise. But the reason why we've said 10% is it's because of the new Champions League format that many people wouldn't have even looked at. I mean, it's only because of my role here why I've actually looked at it. But it's a case of, we are going to be playing an extra game of the Champions League, well, two, but one at home, because it's going to be 8 group games. So that, obviously, we are going to be paying for. It's not a free game. So you're paying your 5 to 6%, but you're also paying an extra game. So you might be paying your £40 or £50 rise, but then you might be paying a Category B price, which could be anything from £40 to £70. So in total, it's about £100. You think of a season ticket, typically the lower tier is about a grand. So 10% is about £100. So, you know, for me, when you hear about £2 billion deals and TV and commercial revenue and stuff, you just feel, you know, crisis at the moment, price of crisis and all that kind of stuff, cost of living crisis. Yeah, we all watched the budget yesterday, hoping that we all get a bit of a break. So I don't know, it just doesn't sit right with me. It never has, but we've had two rises now in 2 years. You could argue we didn't have many before that, which is true, but yeah, it's just, it's, I don't know. I don't know how necessary it is. The club will say it is, of course, and you'd expect them to. But I think as a supporters' trust, we obviously always want to keep ticket pricing down for people. You know, we in a way, I would argue that when we, you know, Monday night, we went to Sheffield United, and of course it's a pain. But, you know, I would much rather we take the TV money. We have to go through nights like that, but we keep our ticket pricing lower because I think that benefits everyone. But at the moment, it feels like we're also doing these Monday nights and then we're also getting increases. It just doesn't quite feel right to me. But, you know, others may disagree.
I think that's right. And one of the things that was very frustrating was we hoped we were on a journey of giving people more option here by moving to the 19-game season ticket. Now, I should stress here that that is the option for a 19-game season ticket. There are many people that would want to pay for all of their seats up front and then sign in for the rest, and that's absolutely fine. But for some people, only paying for 19 games could suit their pocket, their finances, could also suit their lifestyle. We hear from some people that can't go midweek particularly and find that difficult. We are now the only Premier League club not offering the 19-game season ticket. So it's something we will keep pushing for. It's also really important because there will be, amongst those of you on the call, there will be silver and red members, and we see an awful lot about how difficult it is for them to get in. When you go to an optional 19-game season ticket and some people have opted out of the cup games, you see more success in the ballot because there are more tickets available. The most successful games for red and silvers to get games for this season were Liverpool in the FA Cup and Porto, because some people aren't choosing to take up the full season ticket. So we will keep pushing that. It's a good option for people's pocket and a good option for more supporters getting into the ground.
I got to say, and by the way, Fabrice has joined us and I'll bring him in a second. But I got to say, I was always a little bit sceptical of that 19-game season ticket. You know, I like to go to every game, as I know a lot of people do. And it felt like a little bit of a hassle to me. But actually, looking at the data, looking at that Liverpool game, looking at the Porto data, you know, there's a lot of people there who might have left their seat empty for Liverpool if it was part of the season ticket. So actually, we did get more silvers and reds in, and the atmosphere at Liverpool in the first half was very good. So yeah, I'm kind of maybe turned a little bit. I think it's always important to say, if you do want to go to every game, you still will be able to. You opt in. There were two windows to opt in this year. You'll have another window in the summer. So obviously that's key. And you are priced the same way. So previously you would have had a surcharge if we had gone over seven games. You're just paying match by match here from sort of January. So you do, it equals out the same. And then just finally, I've mentioned it sort of slightly before, but the ABB format. So The Champions League games, we think, will be priced at Category A and then 3Bs. I'm not sure if that is right. I think the last game could be a dead rubber and probably will be a dead rubber with the way the format works. So in my view, that should certainly be a C. Of course, it's only a saving of maybe a tenner in some lower tier seats, but, you know, a tenner's a tenner sort of thing. And I think, where we can, we certainly will push to see if we can get that lowered, but we will watch this space.
I think the group stages are going to be boring. For those that don't know the structure, 24 teams will qualify out of 36. There's not much jeopardy there. I mean, I'm a bit of an old-fashioned, grumpy person, so I say, how can you have a Category A in a group stage? You know, the tournament doesn't get going till later on. But I can see if a Real Madrid or a Barcelona turn up in the group stage, probably you've got an A. But yeah, I think they're overdoing it, and it contributes to the 10%. But the club, to be fair, have agreed to look at that format. And this year, Akhil, if you remember, they did downgrade Seville to a Category B when it was priced up front as an A. So we need to keep chipping away.
Seville are 15th in the league. I'm not sure they deserve to be Category A this season. I think it's, yeah, I don't know. I think Category A in the group stage is very harsh. As you say, if we have a Barca or a Madrid, potentially. But, you know, I think you know, we're a good side at the moment. We should have ambitions to go to quarters, to semis, to finals. And if we do that and we back, you know, Mikel and the team, then the club will get their ace. The club will get a couple. Hopefully we beat Porto and it's probably going to be another ace. So I think, you know, let's just back ourselves and we'll probably get far and everyone's happy sort of thing. But hey-ho. And just very quickly, finally, allocations.
Well, the other thing that's got big implication here is they're closing the family enclosure this year, which has meant a bit of a shake-up to concessionary tickets. They do say they will increase the number available to junior gunners. The discount for junior gunners will be less. At the moment, they get 67% off. I think they'll get half price off, but there will be the option for more of them, including a junior gunner season ticket anywhere in the stadium. That's good. That's welcome. And Akhil, you campaigned very hard as well for the young adult concession, and Arsenal have caught up with other clubs there. But where I think they've dropped a real wicket, and well, I mean, you know, is that they are completely removing the concessionary senior citizen season ticket. So as of next year, if you reach the age of 65, or I think it's 66 now with the new state pension laws, you will not be able to buy a season ticket at Arsenal anymore with a discount. You used to be able to do so. You had to choose to go into the family enclosure, but you got a very good discount. You can't do that anymore. It's in effect the eradication of the category. Those that were in the family enclosure will keep their legacy rights. There will then be a few match day tickets with 25% off, but that will only be for a few who make it through the ballot and are able to apply it. What I would like to find out, Akhil, and we've had some emails already from people, and those that use social media will have seen the Spurs fan groups making a lot of noise about this today, because Spurs have announced exactly the same, is what your views on this are. Is there anybody who thinks that in the future they might have used it? Anyone who has strong views that it should or shouldn't be a concessionary category? Please drop something in the chat on this function. I'll look at it as Akhil gets going with Fabrice. Or use our info@arsenaltrust.org email and we'll collect your views. So we'll come back to this subject because we've also got a commitment from Arsenal to do a thorough review of the ticketing for this season and the ballot ahead of next season. But we want to come back to the issue with the concessions. So do let us know your views. Oh.
Very quickly, the letter that we submitted.
This is a different issue. This is on the website for people that want to actually read it. But we're working hard, pressing UEFA, working through Football Supporters Europe and others to increase the percentage of tickets given to finalists. It has historically been very low, kind of 10%, 12% given to each competing club. And UEFA sell a lot of tickets in a general ballot just to make sure they're sold earlier in the year. They have abolished that ballot. There are going to be more tickets. We're hoping that we can get up towards a third. And we've written to Binay, Arsenal's chief executive, who has promised to help us in his networks in the European Club Association in UEFA to push on that. We're doing it. We hope we're doing it for Wembley this year. But, you know, surely, hopefully, one of the years to come, Arsenal will reach a European final. And we hope this work will help by allowing more of you to have a chance of getting a ticket for the final.
Perfect. Thank you, Tim.